好，我们继续来查考《创世纪》的上古的第三件大事。
We will now study the third great event in Genesis.
我们能够说第一章到十一章是上古的四件事情。
He said that chapters 1 through 11 was the four
四件事哈。
There's four things that happened in 1 through 11.
我们谈过两个，神的创造，还有人类的堕落犯罪。
We talked about two of them, which was the creation of humans and the downfall of humans.
那个第六章到第九章就是洪水淹没世界。
And from chapter 6 to chapter 9, it talks about the great flood.
啊，这是第三件大事情。
And this is the third great event in the book of Genesis.
主耶稣曾经讲过说啊，你们要谨慎，因为人主降临的时候啊，好像挪亚的日子。
Jesus told us that we must be watchful because that when the Son of Man comes again, it will be like the days of Noah.
挪亚的日子怎样，主耶稣再临的日子也怎样。
What happened in the days of Noah will happen again when Jesus comes again.
到那个时候啊，人照样吃喝嫁娶。
At that time, people will still drink, eat, and be merry.
那等到挪亚进方舟以后啊。大水四十昼夜，啊，从天上降下来，淹没全世界。
And when the great flood came down for 40 days and 40 nights and flooded the whole world.
然后主耶稣来的时候啊，那日子那时辰啊，没有人知道。
And the time when Jesus comes again, the time and place nobody knows.
啊，突然间呐，毁灭就来到了。
And suddenly destruction befalls us.
彼得也说到啊，有人说啊，世界的末日在哪里呢？
Peter also says, "Where is the end of the time?"
这世界创造以后，一直到现在，不是都一样吗
？After the creation of the universe, isn't it still the same today?
那彼得说啊，因为他们故意忘记了上古的世代，神用洪水把他们灭掉。
But Peter says they have forgotten the previous time when the great flood destroyed the earth.
现在的世代也是凭着神的命令暂时存留。
This current time is also persisting because of God.
啊，留到有一天呢、啊，当罪人要受审判的时候，神要用烈火焚烧。
And it will persist until the judgment day comes when God will judge using fire.
哦，我们顺便考个试哈。
Awesome.
我刚刚讲的圣经解记在哪里
？Where's the verse I just mentioned?
我都是把圣经解讲出来哈。记在哪里？有没有人知道
？Does anybody know where this is recorded？
有没有人知道？没有啊！啊？那你们圣经很不熟、哦。我们先翻马太福音二十四章。
Let us turn to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 24.
马太福音二十四章三十七节。
Matthew 24, verse 37.
年轻人记忆好的时候，要多读圣经啊，多背一些章节。
When you're young, you should memorize the Bible scriptures.
马太福音二十四章三十七节。
Matthew chapter 24 verse 37.
到三十九节嘛，哈。
Until verse 39.
三十七节说，挪亚的日子怎样，人子降临的日子也怎样，哈。有没有看到？
Verse 37 says, "But as the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be."
因为记圣经有时候有一些要领啊，比如说二十四章，马太福音二十四章啊，就是主耶稣跟门徒谈到圣殿要被毁，还有世界末日的情形。
There are some techniques to memorize some of the scriptures. Matthew 24, for instance, talks about the destruction of the temple and also the destruction of the earth.
啊，二十五章就讲到要预备三个比喻。
And in chapter 25, it talks about preparation, three parables.
所以二十四章是一个很重要的一章哈。
So chapter 24 is one of the more significant chapters.
好像你们要记说，哎，是有关世界末日的预言呐、啊、预表啊，这里面就有。
So if you're wondering where all the prophecies of the end of the world is, it's all recorded here.
啊，另外一句，彼得讲的在哪里？彼得讲的就是在彼得写的书信嘛，哈。
Where's the one that where Peter spoke of? It is recorded in one of the epistles of Peter.
说以前的世代神用洪水灭掉，未来的世代神要用烈火焚烧，记在哪里
Where is it recorded where it says the early days the earth was destroyed by the flood, but in the latter days it will be destroyed by the fire?
赶快翻啊，从彼得前书开始翻，翻到后书。
Start looking in the book of Peter. First and second Peter.
彼得后书最后一章了哈。啊，下不实力哈。
Second Peter chapter 3.
那就请你读一下好了。
Please read it for us.
那里啊，是吧？Second Peter chapter 3, verse 10. Verse 5. Okay.
Verse 5.
Amen. 所以这一章都是 主耶稣再来的日子哈的一些预言。
So this chapter describes some of the things that will happen when Jesus' second coming.
圣经里面呢、啊、有关世界末日的预言呢、啊，大概记载300多处。
There are about 300 prophecies of the end times in the Bible.
所以这是一个相当重要的道理哈，主耶稣的再临，世界的末日。这是一个非常重要的道理。
So this is one of the most important truth to know.
按照说，挪亚的世代怎样，将来人子降临的日子也是怎样。
So it says, as the days of Noah were, so will the later days be.
那个时候，有的人在田里面耕种，说起去一个，丢下一个。
And so those days, somebody will be plowing in the field, and they will take one out.
有的人在推磨，就起去一个，丢下一个。这个意思就是说啊，到那个时候啊，有的人得救，有的人就被神弃绝掉了。
So the meaning is that until that time, some will be taken up, chosen, and some will be rejected.
好，所以我们从挪亚的世代洪水的一些事迹啊，应当得到一些警惕。
And so from the events in Noah, we can receive some caution and warning.
为什么挪亚的时代神要用洪水把他们灭掉？
Why did God choose to destroy the world by the flood in Noah's time?
我们看回来《创世纪》的第六章。
Let's turn back to Genesis chapter 6.
我们可以谈原因哦，为什么
？We can just talk about the reasons why.
Kevin Wang, Kenora Parker, 有没有来？你讲为什么神要把当时的时代毁灭掉？原因在哪里
？What was the reason God wanted to destroy the earth at the time？
不必看我哈，你看圣经。
Look in your Bible。
啊？听不太清楚哈。
没听到。
没听到哈。有没有你听到？讲大声一点。哦，还有吗
？Any others？
哦，随便叫哈、哦。Jessica 朱，菲尼斯。Jessica， 哈哈，赶快讲啊！不要光笑啊！
Please answer the question.
有没有？啊，好，我们看圣经好了。
So、let us look in the Bible.
六章哈、哦。第一节说人渐渐多起来了。
Verse 1 it says that the man began to multiply on the face of the earth.
第二节说神的儿子看到人的女子美貌。所以挑选起来为妻。
Verse 2 says that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were beautiful, so they took wives for themselves.
所以当时的时代就是男女之间的关系啊，婚姻上堕落了。
And so during that time, the relationship between the man and woman were corrupted.
什么是神的儿子，什么是人的女子？
What is the son of God and the daughters of men?
啊，有很多解经家说啊，啊，当时啊，世上堕落了，啊，也有一些天使也堕落了，啊，天使堕落就下来啊，啊，跟人结婚，是不是这样？
Some Bible scholars have said that some of the fallen angels are the sons of men, and they married the sons of God, and they married the daughters of men.
天使是属灵的，他不要结婚的。
The angel is spiritual, does not need to be married.
所以主耶稣说啊，我们将来复活了以后，
so Jesus said that when we resurrect,
说我们将来复活以后啊，要像天使一样啊，不嫁不娶嘛。
When we resurrect again, we will be like the angels. We will no longer need to marry.
神造天使是一次啊，造千千万万的天使。
God created the angels thousands at a time.
所以天使是个别塑造的。
So the angels were distinctly created.
所以一部分的天使犯罪了以后啊，神就不要了，啊，神就没有给他们救恩。
So the portion of angels that committed sins, God forsook them and did not give them salvation.
但是神造人不一样啊。
But God created man differently.
造亚当，再造夏娃，让他们结婚生孩子。
He created the man Adam and Eve and allowed them to marry and bear children.
啊，所以人因为要繁衍后代啊，所以要结婚生孩子。
And so in order for us to pass on the generations, we must.
因为人是带着肉体。
Because we are flesh.
他这个神的儿子跟人的女子啊，就是主说属神的人跟属树的。
So the sons of God and the daughters of men, they represent the ones that are of God and ones that are of the world.
我们不是谈过说有该隐的后代，有赛特的祖孙吗
？We have mentioned about Cain's descendants and Seth's descendants.
哎呀，该隐就离开神了啊，所以。他们就不晓得敬拜神，虽然在物质上很发达。
Because Cain left God, even though he was great in worldly possessions.
但是他们是属于人呐，主要是在世界上有成就。
But he received success in this world.
但是赛特啊，从他的儿子以挪士就开始祷告神了，晓得敬拜神。
Seth from his son Enosh knew to pray to God.
所以神的儿子就是小。赛特的后裔啊，晓得敬拜神的这样的祖孙。
So the sons of God are Seth's descendants who knew how to worship God.
亚当啊，除了生该隐跟赛特以外，应当还有其他的孩子。
Adam, besides having Cain and Seth, he probably have other children.
但是圣经里面就特别记载这两个系统。
But the Bible specifically records these two lineage.
一个是晓得敬拜神的系统，一个是属世的系统。
One lineage knew how to worship God, and one of them was of the world.
同样的，你现在世界上那么多的人口。
Likewise, the population of the earth today is very.
虽然种族都不一样。
Even though there are different nationalities.
那在神来看呢、啊，就是两种人。
But to God, there are only two types of men.
一种是属神的儿女，晓得敬拜神的。
One type is those that know how to worship and revere God.
啊，另外一种就是属世的，属世的。
And the other type is of this world.
所以就是两种， so, 两个系统，一个善的后裔，一个是恶的。
And one is there are two types. One is good and one is evil.
啊、哦，所以这里讲神的儿子跟人的女子，不是主天使啊，而是主人。
So here the sons of God does not represent the angels, but rather men.
本来善跟恶啊，敬拜神的跟不敬拜神的应该不妥协的。
Originally, the people that worship God and those that don't shouldn't be collaborating.
因为在哥林多后书第六章里面说，光明跟黑暗啊是没有办法妥协的。
Because in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, it says that light and darkness cannot be joined.
啊，所以也不能够同乎一个恶。yoke 不能够同样呼一个没这 yoke 都啊同物恶
good and evil cannot be yoked together
啊所以当时的世代啊就是在婚姻上就堕落了这、就是罪恶的一个 情况啊。
And so that time the marriage is already corrupted, so that was a sign of a sin.
不尊重神所设立的婚姻。
They did not acknowledge and honor God's established marriage.
因为婚姻本来是要生养虔诚的后代祖孙。
Marriage was originally established to bear on the descendants.
所以魔鬼在破坏人的幸福啊，第一开始就是从男女关系，从婚姻关系开始破坏。
So Satan destroys us starting from the relationship between man and woman.
所以现在也是一个淫乱罪恶的时代啊。
And this world today is indeed very wicked and corrupt.
所以你看啊，现在很多那个男女之间的婚姻观念啊，真的很堕落。
So we know that today the concept of marriage is very corrupt.
啊，男女之间很随便，有的年轻人不结婚啊就生小孩。
The relationship between man and woman is very liberal. Some do not get married.
婚前苟合行淫的事情很多。
And they often live together as well.
啊，一般在早几年呐、啊，同性恋大家都觉得那个不是很正常的事情。
A few years ago, people didn't think, thought that homosexuality was abnormal.
因为在圣经里面讲到同性恋呐、啊，这也是神所厌恶的。
Because God despises the homosexual.
是一种大罪。
It is a great sin.
但现在很多的人呐、啊，都能够接受这个同性恋的观念，而且有些立法，有些州啊，立法通过，让他们可以合法结婚。
But today, many people accept homosexuality, and they even have laws that permit gay couples to be married.
那虽然布希总统要透过国会啊，啊来定一个婚姻是一个男人一个女人的那个才是正常的婚姻，但是国会没有通过。
And even though President Bush tried to pass a law through Congress, saying that a marriage is only through a man and woman, but it did not pass.
那时候我们知道说啊，这个不是好消息了、啊，这个是对整个世界来讲，给我们一个基督徒一个非常重要的一种警惕。
So we know that this is not only not good news, but it is also a warning to us.
现在甚至很多的基督徒啊，他们的刊物啦，他们的教会里面，甚至都有同性恋的结婚。
Today, the churches even have some homosexuals inside.
啊，有时候牧师还帮同性恋的人证婚，啊，自己本身有的牧师还是同性恋的。
And sometimes the ministers even conduct the marriage ceremonies for the gay couples.
啊，这就是堕落的一种道德堕落的现象。
And so this is the downfall and corruption of their morals.
所以在罗马书的第一章里面讲到说啊，人对神有两种罪。
And so in Romans chapter 1 says that God has Man has two sins against God.
一个就是不晓得敬拜神的罪。
The first is that the sin that they do not know how to worship God.
虽然神你看不到，但是借着很多的事情，你可以了解神的存在。
Even though you may not see God, but through his things around us, we can acknowledge his existence.
但是人故意不去敬拜神，就是一种不虔的罪。
But man purposely does not revere and worship him, which is a great sin.
啊，因为你不敬畏神啦、啊，所以人就为所欲为，所以在道德上就堕落了。
And because you do not,
因为不敬畏神啦、啊，所以在品德上就跟着堕落。
Because they do not fear God, their morals were corrupted.
所以罗马书一章就讲了三十几种罪。
So Romans chapter 1 mentions 30 types of sins.
先谈到的就是同性恋。
The first thing that they mentioned was homosexuality.
啊，说同性恋是因为不敬畏神必然产生的后果。
They say that homosexuality results from not fearing God.
啊，因为犯了这样的罪啊，说将来一定要受到神的审判。
Because they committed this kind of sin, they will eventually receive the judgment.
因为他们会得到那个妄为当得的报应。
Because they will receive what they deserve, their consequence.
那所以圣经啊是神的话，是安定在天的。
And so the Bible is God's words. It is inscripted in the.
人的思想观念呢、啊，有时候随着环境、时间呢、啊，会在改变。
And our thoughts and concepts changes through the trends.
那神的话是不改变的。
But God's words do not change.
因为神的话是绝对的真理。
Because God's words are the truth.
神就按照他的话一样。施行审判。
He uses his words to conduct the judgment.
所以我们将来每一个人、啊、都要面对神。
So one day we will all face up to God.
神就看我们的行为，哎呦，按真理 这样来审判世人。
And God will judge us by our deeds, and if we follow the truth.
所以，在一个罪恶的时代啊，我们基督徒啊，要坚守信仰上的立场。
So in a wicked society, the Christians must keep their faith.
圣经才是我们唯一啊，行事为人的一种准则。
The Bible is our only standard to conduct ourselves.
啊，所以我们一定要非常敬重、尊重圣经里面的道理。
So we must respect and revere the teachings in the Bible.
我们看到挪亚的世代啊，就是在婚姻上啊堕落了。
We see that Noah's time, the marriage was corrupted.
我们再看第五节。
Let us read verse 5.
五节。
Verse 5. Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually.
说他们心不圣洁了。
So their heart were not pure.
每天所想的就是恶事。
They had evil thoughts every day.
哦，心里面很不圣洁。
And so their hearts were not.
再来看十一节。
Let's continue reading verse 11.
跟十二节。
Verse 11 and 12. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. 12. So God looked upon the earth, and indeed it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted their way on the earth.
这行为败坏了。
They were all corrupted.
所以他们当中啊，充满着很多啊罪恶强暴的事情。
So they were filled with many sins and sinful acts.
那虽然借着挪亚跟他们传警告，但是没有人相信神的话。
And even though Noah warned them, but nobody paid attention.
不信真神啊，不听从神的道理。
They did not believe in the true God.
所以因为罪恶已经满盈了，所以神就用洪水把他们灭掉。
And since sin had already permeated throughout the world, God caused a flood to wipe them out.
所以我们知道说神造人有他的目的。
So we know that God created humans with his purpose.
啊，就是要来敬畏神，啊，能够治理神所赐给我们的大地。
And that is to fear God and to take care of the land that he has given us.
那人因为犯了罪以后啊，我们人要受刑罚，大地也要受咒诅。
And because after we commit sins, we must receive judgment, and also the land must be cursed.
所以第六节讲到说，神看到人都犯罪了，所以神就感到很后悔。
So in verse 6, that when God saw that the world is so corrupt, he grieved in his heart.
表示说啊，因为他看到人的罪恶很重啊，他内心里面感到很痛心啊。
Because he saw that the sin was so heavy and great that he grieved in his heart.
所以不得已啊，才要把人毁灭掉。
So he had to destroy the earth.
这里讲到说啊，第三节说，
让
他们的日子还可以到120年。
Verse 3 mentions that they can live up to 120 years.
有的人解释说啊，虽然人犯罪了，但是还可以活到120岁。
Some people say that even though a man has sinned, they can still live up to 120.
因为以前的人都活到八九百岁嘛。
And because the man in the past, they lived to 800 or 900 years
old. 但我看这个意思应该是主说啊，神还宽容他们120年呢。
But I think the meaning is that God still had compassion for them for 120 years.
所以没有马上把他们灭掉，给他们一种宽容的时间啊，希望他们能够悔改。
Oh, so he did not destroy them immediately, but rather he gave them some time to repent.
啊，在这一段时间呢，神也叫挪亚说，你要去造方舟，啊，给人开一条得救的门路。
And also during this time, he instructed Noah to build the ark and give the man a way of salvation.
所以虽然人罪恶很重啊，但是神没有马上毁灭。
And so even though man's sins were great, but God did not destroy them
immediately. 神还是很宽容的。
So God is still merciful.
给他们很长的一段时间啊，让他们有机会悔改。
He gave them a long period of time to repent.
啊，并且叫挪亚在这段时间就把方舟造好，啊，信的人进到方舟就可以得救。
And also allowed Noah to build the ark during this time so that those who believed can come in and be saved.
啊，等到挪亚方舟造好了以后，
And after he constructed the ark,
神又说啊，再过七天啊，再等七天吧。
God said, wait 7 more days.
但还是没有人进去。
But still nobody entered.
啊，只有挪亚一家进去。
And only Noah's family entered.
神把那个方舟的门就把它关上。
So God shut the doors of the ark.
然后开始从天上就降雨，地上的泉眼也裂开来。
And he broke the windows in the heavens and the rain poured down.
啊，连续40天的时间。
And it continued for 40 days.
所以大水就淹没了整个世界。
And so the flood waters filled the whole earth.
总共有150天啊。 150天都浸在大水里面。
And it flooded for 150 days.
啊，连那个最高的山啊，最高的山水还淹过15肘。
And even the highest mountains, the flood surpassed it by 15 cubits.
所以是挪亚600岁的2月17号、啊、开始降大雨，洪水开始。
So the flood started when Noah, during the 600th year, the second month and the 17th day.
啊，洪水泛滥是在一直到7月16号。
And it happened until the 7th month, the 16th day of the 7th
month. 啊，那了，7月17号，那个方舟才停在亚拉拉山的地方。
And until the 17th day of the 7th month, the ark stopped at the mount
of Ararat. 到了10月1号，山顶才渐渐的出现。
And then the peaks of the mountains appear.
啊，到了11月的时候啊。
And in the 11th month,
Noah 就先把乌鸦放出去，看看水干了没有。
Noah sent out a raven to see if the lands were dried.
啊，因为水还没有干呢，啊，那乌鸦可能看到很多尸体呀，啊，就去吃那个尸体，就没有回来。
And because the lands were not dry, the ravens perhaps saw some corpses and went out to feed on them.
后来神又三次放鸽子。
And so Noah sent doves 3 times.
第一次把鸽子放出去的时候啊，因为没有露脚的地方，鸽子又回来了。
The first time he sent the dove out because there was no place for the dove to plant his feet, he returned.
啊，过了一段时间了，第二次放鸽子。
And the second time he sent the dove out.
鸽子就咬了一根橄榄叶子回来。
And he held on to an olive leaf.And returned back with it.
所以挪亚知道说水已经快干了，因为树木都出现了。
So Noah had indication that the lands were almost dried.
啊，最后一次啊，把鸽子放出去呀，啊，因为水干了，所以鸽子就不进来了。
And the last time that he sent the dove out, it did not return because the lands were dried.
所以一直到挪亚601岁的2月27号啊。他们才出方舟。
And so they came out of the ark during the 17th day of the second month of the 601st year. Noah.
所以挪亚他们在方舟里面的时间呢、啊，是一年又十天。
And so Noah and his family lived in the ark for 1 year and 10 days.
所以从600岁的二月十七号开始降雨嘛，哈，啊，一直到第二年的2月27号。才出方舟。
And he entered the ark during the 17th day of the second month of his 600th year, and he came out of the during the 27th day of this second month of the 601st year.
所以我们看到说，当时这个洪水的毁灭性很大。
And so we know that the flood indeed caused great destruction.
所以地面上凡有血肉的东西呀、啊，不管是空中的飞鸟、地上的走兽啊，全部。
So everything that had life, no matter if it were the birds in the air or the creatures of the land, they were all destroyed.
所有人啊，都被毁灭掉。
And all humans were wiped out.
所以在彼得前书第三章里面讲到说啊，那些人因为不听从挪亚的警告，啊，所以后来他们就被关在阴间里面啊，等候审判。
In 1 Peter chapter 3, it says that because those people did not heed Noah's warnings, they were locked in Hades waiting for a judgment.
所以当时的世人啊，还有动物、飞鸟，全部灭掉。
So the people, animals, and birds at the time were all destroyed.
啊，唯有在方舟里面的挪亚一家人，还有一些动物，啊，在方舟里面得到保全生命。
And only the family of 8 of Noah and some of the animals were saved.
那、啊、这个挪亚一家人呢、啊？他们为什么能够得到拯救
？And how was Noah's family able to be saved？
这也是给我们今天啊，在罪恶当中啊，我们怎样才能够得到拯救
？This also tells us how we can receive salvation during this wicked time。
就是要像挪亚一样，做世代当中的义人。
So we must be the righteous man in this world。
神很看重义人呢、啊。
God stresses that God looks favorably upon the righteous man.
请看六章第九节。
Let's read chapter 6, verse 9.
六章第九节。
Chapter 6, verse 9. This is the genealogy of Noah. Noah was a just man, perfect in his generations. Noah walked with God.
所以当时的世界啊，世人都败坏了，但神看到唯有挪亚是一个义人。
And during that time, God saw that the entire world was corrupt, and Noah was the only righteous and just man.
所谓的义人啊，就是行义的人啊，才能够义称为义人。
And a righteous man does righteous deeds.
所有的人都犯罪了，放纵了，但是挪亚他就敬畏神了，行义。
Everybody else let themselves go and committed sins, but Noah held on, and he was the only righteous man.
所以神就向他启示啊，未来要发生的事情。
So God revealed to him what was to come in the future.
所以他因为有信心啊，所以就动了敬畏的心啊，按照神的指示来照王做。
And so he used a fervent heart, a fearful and reverent heart to construct the ark.
所以他是一个义行义的义人，他又是一个有信心的人。
So he was a righteous and just man, and he was also a faithful man.
啊，他又跟神同行啊。
And he walked with God.
比如说啊，他的心智啊是跟神一样啊，啊顺服神的带领。
Which means that his mind is in the same accord as God, accord.Following his guidance.
所以以西结书的十四章十四节里面讲到啊，挪亚是三大义人之一。
And so in Ezekiel 14, verse 14, it says that Noah was one of the three righteous men.
三大义人哦，包括耶伯，包括那个但以理啦。
And the three righteous men included Job and Daniel.
啊，挪亚也是一个三大义人之一。
And Noah was one of the three righteous men.
所以在那个罪恶的时代，神要毁灭了。但是因为他是一个义人，所以可以得救。
And during the wicked time, the world was to be destroyed, but since he was a righteous man, he received salvation.
所以在使徒行传第十章里面说啊，各国中啊，行义的人都会被神所悦纳。
And so in Acts chapter 10, it says that whoever is righteous in all the nations will be accepted by God.
所以在一个罪恶的时代啊，你不要跟着世人走，你要在这个罪恶当中啊，这世代当中的义人。
And so in a sinful and corrupt time, we should not walk with our as a sinful men and follow this world.
因为神很看重义人。
Walk in the righteous way because God.
所以他们一呼求啊，神就垂听他们，神就伸手拯救他们。
And God listens to the cause of the righteous.
啊，虽然义人有时候也会受苦啊，但是神会特别看顾他们。
And even though the righteous may suffer sometimes, but God will take care of them.
啊，因为义人的缘故啊，有时候恩典也会借着义人来影响到他周围的人。
And sometimes the grace will come upon the righteous man and those around him.
所以挪亚的义啊，可以救了他们全家。
So the righteousness of Noah was able to save his family.
神有一次到亚伯拉罕的家。
God once went to the house of Abraham.
亚伯拉罕用筵席请客了以后，啊，跟着神就一直走。
And Abraham gave a feast for God.
神就对亚伯拉罕说啊，我要做的事情，我怎么可以不告诉我的朋友亚伯拉罕呢
？And God said that the things that I am about to do, how can I not tell my friend Abraham?
然后来到世界上主要的目的就是要毁灭索多玛城。
That the purpose that he came to this earth was to destroy the city of Sodom.
因为索多玛的罪恶很重。
Because the sins in Sodom were great.
索多玛其中一个罪啊，就是同性恋。
And one of the sins of Sodom was homosexuality.
连天使进去也看到天使很漂亮啊，都要抓起捂住。
They even wanted to defile the angels who entered the city.
这个罗德说啊，哎呀，你们不要做这种恶事啊，我两个还女儿啊。还是处女，让我把她带出来，让你们任你们所为啊。
So Lot said, "Do not do such wicked acts. Here I have my two daughters; they are still virgins. You can have them instead."
那这两个客人来到我这里啊，你们不要向他们行这种恶事。
And so do not perform these wicked acts to my guests.
啊，我们看到罗德脑筋也不太很清楚啊。
And we see that the mind of Lot was not very sane.
好像有爱心啊，但是用那个错误的方法。这是错误的，怎么可以把自己的女儿交给人家去捂住啊？啊，来保护那两个客人呢
？He spoke out of love, but his mindset was wrong. Because how can he let the people defile his daughters?
所以你要做好事啊，也不要说用那个错误的方式
So to do good deeds, we must not use the incorrect method.
那根本就不合道理的事情。
Because that's not according to reason.
不过我们知道说索多玛因为罪恶很重，所以神要把他们灭掉。
And because the sin of Sodom was great, God wanted to destroy it.
所以神对亚伯拉罕说：“我下来啊，就是来看一看他们的罪啊，是不是真的达到我耳中一样。”
And so God said, "The purpose I came down was to see this, if the city of Sodom, the sin was as great as I have heard."
亚伯拉罕就在神的面前呐、啊，向神祷告。
And so Abraham prayed to God in front of him.
说如果这个城里面有五十个好人，你难道也把他们灭掉吗
？He says, "Will you destroy the city if there are 50 righteous men in it?"
神说。为这五十个好人的缘故，我会把城留下来。
And God says, "I will preserve the city on account of these 50 righteous men."
后来亚伯拉罕继续求啊，四十五个呢，四十个，三十个，最后求到十个。
And Abraham kept on negotiating with God. It went down from 45 to 40 to 30, and all the way down to 10.
神说、啊，如果城里面有十个义人。我会因为这十个义人的缘故把城留下来。
God said that if the city has 10 righteous men, he will leave the city.
亚伯拉罕不好意思再求下去了。
And Abraham was shameful to go on.
因为那么大的一个城啊，找不到十个好人。
Because such a great city they could not even find the 10 righteous men.
所以后来真的被硫磺火灭掉。
And so they were destroyed by fire and brimstone.
但神为着纪念亚伯拉罕哦。所以派天使把罗德一家硬把他们拉出来。
But because on behalf of Abraham, God sent angels to take out Lot's family.
这里面说啊，罗德是看到人家在犯罪啊，啊他的心啊，他还有一点良心呐、啊，为着他们所做的罪恶啊，还心里常常伤痛。
And in the Bible records that Lot had a conscience, so he often grieved for the people of Sodom.
其实。讲起来，罗德啊，信仰并不好。
But actually, the faith of Lot was not very strong.
啊，如果用我们现在的话来讲呢、啊，就是三流的信徒了。
If you want to use present day terms, you can say that he is a lukewarm.
生活在那个罪当中啊，所以受罪的影响嘛。
And he lived in a sinful world, so he was influenced.
啊，他是有一点点异心呐、啊，天使都要把他硬拉出来。
And even he just had one little conscience, and the angels were able to take him out.
所以呢，我们知道说啊，神很看重人的义。
And so it shows us that God favors man's righteousness.
啊，当然主要还是亚伯拉罕替他祷告了。
But mainly it's because Abraham prayed for him.
所以我们看到说这个挪亚的世代啊，因为罪被毁掉，挪亚一家因为他是一个义人，所以全家得救。
And so we see that because the world was sinful, it was destroyed, but Noah's family was righteous, so they were saved.
所以我们要做世代当中的义人。
So we must be the righteous man in the sinful world.
你不要跟着人家，在启示录十二章里面讲到说，有一个大龙啊，啊一直吐水。
In Revelation chapter 12, it mentions a dragon that spits out water.
啊，要把那个妇人呐、啊，要把它冲掉。
And he is trying to wash away the woman.
那这水是象征的世界罪恶的潮流。
And this water represents the currents and the trends of society.
那、啊、这是魔鬼啊，迷惑世界啊的一种方法。
And this is a way that the devil uses to deceive the people of this world.
所以我们看到说很多啊一些错误的思想观念呐、啊，对基督徒是一个非常大的一种冲击。
And so we see many of the incorrect teachings are has a great impact on the Christians.
所以我们在这个时代当中啊，我们要做那个有智有灵的鱼啊，洁净的鱼啊，在利未记十一章。
We must be the
洁净的
the clean of
fish.
Fish.
在十一章里面不是讲到什么东西是洁净可以吃，什么洁净？不洁净不能吃吗
？In Leviticus 11, it mentions the unclean and clean things that you can eat.
那个有鳞，它可以保护身体不受污染的，可以吃。
And those that have scales that can protect themselves are able to be eaten.
啊，那有鳍呀、啊，就是说水一直冲下来，但是那个鱼啊可以往上游一直冲上去。
But and so those fishes, even though the current is running one way, they can swim against it.
啊，就是主咒我们信徒啊，你要有保护层啊，不要受到罪恶的污染。
And you must have a layer of This represents the Christians that we must have a layer of protection to not be affected, tainted by sin.
魔鬼用罪恶的潮流要把我们冲刺掉。
Even though the devil wants to use the currents of temptation,
但是我们坚守信仰的立场非常坚定。
But if we keep our faith,
我们就不会怕被流失掉了。
Then we will not be afraid to be washed away.
说不要随流失去了。
And so do not be washed away by this current.
这世代当中的义人很重要。
To be a righteous man in this world is very important.
这个方舟啊，为什么能够让人得救？
And why was the ark able to save these people?
因为方舟是按照神的指示来建造的。
Because the ark was constructed according to God's instructions.
不管它的材料、尺寸、大小，怎么隔间呢？完全都是按照神的指示。
And the material of the ark and its dimensions and also its the inside design was all part of God's plan.
所以当时所有的船呐、通通淹掉了，唯有方舟留下来。
And so all the other ships at the time were flooded, and only the ark was left.
所以末世啊，这是主的末世，神的教会也是一样。
And so this represents the later days of the church.
因为当神用大火毁灭世界的时候，
because when God uses the great fire to destroy this world,
唯有按照圣经所建设的末世的方舟啊，才能够让我们得救，得永生。
Only the ark constructed according to the instructions from the Bible can be saved.
所以所有的建造教会的一些道理啦。组织制度啊，都要根据圣经来。
And so all the doctrines and teachings build the church must be from the Bible.
所以这个挪亚的方舟就是预表末后的真教会。
And so Noah's ark prefigures the true church in the end time.
我们再谈这个放鸽子跟放乌鸦的属灵教训。
So let's discuss the spiritual teachings behind the raven and the dove.
乌鸦是黑的，乌鸦是预表，因为乌鸦都专门出尸体嘛，是预表魔鬼。
The raven is dark and it often eats the corpses, so it prefigures Satan.
所以还没有创造这个地球之前呢，撒旦已经存在了。
And so before this earth was created, Satan had already existed.
后来这个鸽子啊，是象征圣灵的三十代的工作。
And this dove prefigures the three times of the work of the Holy Spirit.
第一次放出去的时候，说因为没有落脚的地方，所以鸽子又回来。
The first time the dove was sent out because it did not have a place to plant its feet, it returned back to the ark.
这预表旧约时代圣灵的工作。
This prefigures the work of the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament time.
因为人还有罪啊，所以罪没有除掉。
And because man still had sin and it was not completely washed away.
所以当时的圣灵啊，是一种感动的灵。
And so the Holy Spirit at the time was a spirit of movement and feeling.
没有办法住在人的内心里面。
It was unable to reside in the man's heart.
所以神要参孙啊，去跟非利士人打仗，圣灵充满他，他就很有力量。
And so when Samson went to fight the Philistines, he was filled with the Holy Spirit and he had great strength.
像以利亚、以利沙他们啊，圣灵充满的时候就很有力量。
And when Elijah and Elisha were filled with the Holy Spirit, they had great strength.
但是工作完成了以后，圣灵就收回。
But after they completed their task, the Holy Spirit returned.
这是旧约时代圣灵的工作。
And this was the work of the Holy Spirit recorded in the Old Testament.
第二次放鸽子是预表属徒时代的圣灵工作。
The second time they released the dove prefigures the work of the Holy Spirit in the apostolic.
因为建设了当时的教会以后得到了一些属灵的果子以后。
Because after they established a church in the apostolic days and received the fruits.
后来因为教会变质了，所以圣灵就收回了。
And because the church was changed, the Holy Spirit returned.
在第三次放鸽子是预表末后圣灵的工作。
And the third time that they sent the dove out prefigures the work of the Holy Spirit in the end time.
因为圣灵要跟神的教会同在，一直传福音到主耶稣再来。
Because the Holy Spirit will abide with God's church and continue to preach the gospel until the second coming of Jesus.
所以这是三次放鸽子的一些属灵教训。
So this is the spiritual teaching behind the releasing of the dove.
我们再看创世纪的第八章。
Let us continue reading Genesis chapter 8.
创世纪第八章。
Genesis chapter 8。
二十节以下哈，看到挪亚他们出方舟。
From verse 20 and on, it describes Noah and his family coming out of the ark.
二十节到二十二节。
From verse 20 to verse 22, then Noah built an altar to the Lord and took of every clean animal and of every clean bird and offered burnt offerings on the altar. 21, and the Lord smelled the soothing aroma. Then the Lord said in his heart, I will never again curse the ground for man's sake, although the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Nor will I again destroy every living thing as I have done. 22, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, and day and night shall not cease.
啊，讲起来他们在方舟里面呢、啊，停留了一年多啊，真的很辛苦、啊。
And it's indeed very hard on them to stay in the ark for over a year.
啊，但是却能够因为这样能够得到拯救。
Well, because of this, they were able to be saved.
啊，出了方舟以后，第一件事情啊，他就筑了一座坛，啊，在那里向神献祭感恩。
And the first thing that Noah did when he came out of the ark was to build an altar and offer thanks to God.
从我们蒙神拯救的人呢、啊，也要常常不要忘记向神感恩。
So those of us are chosen to be saved, we must not forget to give thanks to God.
因为神给我们的恩惠很多啊。
Because God has given us many grace and blessings.
他是给我们健康，给我们留下我们生命。
He has given us health and has preserved our lives.
赦免我们的罪孽，给我们救恩。
And he has forgiven our sins and given us salvation.
所以我们不要忘记神的恩典了，要常常向神感恩。
So let us not forget the grace of God and offer thanks unto him.
当然是献上洁净的动物。
And offer unto him the clean animals.
所以唯有圣洁美好的祭物哦，才能够蒙神悦纳。
And only the clean things that are sacrificed can be accepted by God.
啊，所以献上去以后就成为馨香之祭。
And so after they are sacrificed, they have a soothing aroma.
那我们看到献祭啊，神很喜悦。
And we see that God, the sacrifice was pleasing to God.
因为神闻到那个祭物的香气啊，神就发出说：“我不再用洪水把人灭掉了。”
Because God smelled the soothing aroma, He said, "I will never again curse the ground for man's sake."
但不是说人犯罪神不审判呢、啊。
But that does not mean that He will not judge man.
因为还是一直存留到最后啊，他将来是用洪水，用火。
Because He will preserve us until the end time when He will destroy us with fire.
啊，不过神话是说、啊、不再用洪水把地面上。
But God promised that He will never use the flood waters to destroy.
所以虽然有时候也有一些局部性的小的水灾啊，但是那个不是普遍性的。
So even though sometimes there are extreme floods, but that is not very common.
看第九章啊。
Let's continue to chapter 9.
九章就是神跟挪亚重新立约。
Chapter 9 talks about the covenant that God establishes with Noah.
哦，我们谈过说这个约哈、哦，约很重要。
We have mentioned before that the covenant is very important.
啊，神跟挪亚立约，后来又跟亚伯拉罕立约，跟摩西立约。
God established a covenant with Noah and to Abraham and
to
Moses.
跟大卫立约。
And also to David.
啊，现在借着耶稣基督的宝血给我们立新约。
And through the blood of Christ, He has made a new covenant with us.
所以我们跟神之间的这个约啊很重要。
So our covenant with God is very important.
神对挪亚跟他的儿子说
，God told Noah and his sons,
你们要生养众多，遍满地上。
That you must be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth.
啊，可以管理啊，这个地上所造的神所造的各样万物。
And you must take care of all the animals and birds on the earth.
所以洪水来以后啊，神让挪亚他们重新承受新的世界。
And so after the flood, God allowed Noah and his family to be in a new world.
那个旧的罪恶的世界已经被灭掉了。
And the old world filled with sin was wiped out.
啊，现在所面临的就是一个新的世界。
And now they faced a new world.
啊，一切都更新了。
And everything was renewed.
哦，啊，神就给他们重新祝福。
And so God blessed them again.
所以要让他们生养众多，遍满地上。
He says that they will be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth.
还有给他们权柄，要重新做大地的主人来管理 经营神所造的更新的大地。
And he also gave them authority to manage and take care of the land.
所以给他们新的权柄啊。
And so he gave them a new authority.
让他们能够管理祖兽啦，管理飞鸟啦，啊，还有一下水族啦，昆虫啦。
So they can be over the creatures of the land, sea and air.
哦，虽然有些动物啊比人的力量还大，但人有智慧，啊，可以来克制它。
And even though some of the beasts are stronger than man, but man has the wisdom to contain him.
另外一个就是赐给他们更丰富的食物。
And the other thing that God gave him was to bless them with abundant food.
洪水以前呢，他们是出蔬菜、出水果。
Before the flood, the people ate vegetables and fruits.
第四节说。
Verse 4 it says.
第三节说。
Verse 3.
神把动物啊，也给他们做食物。
In verse 3, it says that he has given animals as food for them.
当然有一个交代是不可以吃血。
But one command that he gave them was that they could not eat the blood.
所以食物更多了，更丰富了。
So the food that they had was more abundant.
还有人讲说，本来洪水以前啊，整个大地外面是一个水圈嘛，哈。
And some people say that before the flood, there was a great canopy of water
around
the earth.
所以人居住在地球里面啊。好像生存在一个被保护的一个温室里面。
And so for people living the earth, they were protected by this canopy layer.
温度很合适人居住。
And the temperature was an ideal condition.
啊，外面的一些辐射层啊，因为有外面有水圈啊，所以进不来。
And the canopy also deflected and blocked out many of the ultraviolet rays.
所以那个时候人主要吃蔬菜水果就够了。
And so at the time, people only needed to rely on fruits and vegetables.
那洪水以后啊，这个宇宙啊，整个大地啊就变化了。
But after the flood, the entire terrain and the atmosphere
因为上面的那个水圈没有了，水就倒在地上了。
Because the canopy was broken and it fell onto the earth.
哦，啊，所以有时候一些辐射就会进来嘛，哈，啊，气候也变化了。
And so that's why we have our climate that we have today, and also ultraviolet
rays. 啊，有时候有些地方啊，严寒，很冷。
And some places are very cold. And
那所以你光出蔬菜水果啊，已经没有办法维持我们人的那个身体上的需要。
And some places are so cold that we cannot sustain ourselves merely by eating fruits and vegetables.
所以必须要有些动物啊，油脂啊，来让我们呢、啊、能够御寒。
And so we must eat of the animals which contain fire.
哦，让我们能够不怕冷啊。
And so we will not be afraid of the cold.
所以本来是素食的哈，啊，现在可以加一点，肉食的。
And so originally what was vegetarian now has meat in it.
很可能跟这个有关系的。
It could relate to this.
像最近啊，有些人说那个，因为我们从圣经里面看到，本来方舟是停在亚拉拉山嘛。
We can see from the Bible that the ark was originally positioned on top of Mount Ararat.
所以呢，他们出方舟的时候应该是在山上。
And so when they came out of the ark, they should be on top of the
mountain. 那现在啊，整个山上是整个是终年积雪啊。
But now the top of the mountain is covered with snow and ice.
虽然有一些资料说有人发现说还有方舟在上面。
And even though there's some people claim that the ark is still up there.
啊，很多人去探险呐，但是是不是能够证实啊？还没有办法真正有那个啊一些资料真正能够证实的东西啊。
Many people have searched, but they have yet to find a solid evidence.
不过我们知道说他们停在的是山上，高山上。
But we know that the ark was stationed on top of the high mountain.
然后他们就下山了，啊，在示拿平原那边居住。
And so they came down from the mountain and dwelt in the land of.
后来气候变化了，山上整个都积雪。
And so the climate changed, and then the mountains was
filled. 那这个是在洪水以前呢、啊，跟洪水以前完全不一样的气候。
And this climate was completely different from that before the flood.
啊，有时候南极跟北极的冰山哦，所以呢水退了以后就退到两极去嘛。
And so when the snow from the mountains recede, they head towards the
pole. 所以有些科学家说啊，如果那个冰山的雪融化掉了以后啊，可以真的可以把整个世界淹没掉。
So many scientists say that if all the snow and ice on top of the mountains were melted, it could flood this world.
最近看了一个资料，说因为现在整个气温变化很大， 所以地球啊，那个温度升高。
Recently I have read some news about global warming.
他说啊，因为升高了几度，我忘记了几度。他说稍微升高一点呢、哦，它那个海面的海平面就会升高。
And it says that if the Earth, the temperature of the Earth raises by 1 degree, the waters will expand and rise.
这大地的气温度如果继续升高的话，将来有几个大都市都会淹没在海里面。
And if the temperature continues to increase, eventually some of the big cities will be flooded.
像纽约啦，像伦敦啦，将来都会淹在海里面。
For example, like London and New York may be flooded in the future.
因为这是最近我看到的一个资料。
And this is the recent news that I have seen.
因为说每年啦，那个水面啦都是一直在涨。
Because it says that the water level has been increasing
every year. 因为温度越来越高嘛，所以很多的冰啊就慢慢融化掉。
And because the temperature has been rising every year, that the ice is slowly melting.
哦，那就是洪水以后啊，整个世界上的变化情形。
And so these are the changes that happen after the flood.
那神特别保障人的生命。
And God, he protected man's life.
说不可以吃血啊，哦，啊，动物啦，人啦，你杀人流血，他的血也要被人所流。
He says that you cannot eat the blood of the animals.
因为神要人啊，能够彼此和睦相处，啊，不要彼此伤害。
And because he wants us to live in harmony with the animals and not destroy each other.
哎呀，保障人的生命安全。
And so he wanted to protect the safety of the humans.
所以呢，特别规定啊，你杀人的话就要偿命啊。
And
so, 因为人是按照神的形象造的，所以神很看重我们人的生命。
And because humans are created in the image of God, he places great emphasis on our lives.
第八节以下是神跟挪亚重新立约。
Verse 8 and onwards talks about the covenant that God has renewed with Noah.
重新给他们很多的福气。
And he established and gave them much blessings.
啊，然后这个约啊，是有记号的，就是有一个彩虹出现。
And this covenant is symbolized with a rainbow.
所以我们知道说，在洪水以前应该是没有彩虹的。
So we can see that before the flood times, there was probably no appearance of a rainbow.
有时候我们看到那个阴雨了以后啊，有时候突然间一个黑暗的天空啊，出现了一个很漂亮的一个彩虹在那里。
Sometimes after the rain, we may see in the dark clouds a beautiful rainbow shining above.
因为你看彩虹跟那个当时的那个阴暗的天空啊，有时候好像很不协调。
And sometimes the great contrast between the dark skies and the rainbow is very astonishing.
但是我们知道，这就是神跟挪亚立约的一个记号。
But we can see that this is a sign of the covenant that God established.
这表示神的非常伟大的恩慈啊。
And this represents God's great mercy on us.
因为当洪水过来以后啊。
Because after the flood has passed.
可能人一看到下雨了，就开始害怕了。
When it rained, people were probably very fearful.
啊，会不会继续下雨啊？把我们又灭掉了。
And they may think that it may flood again.
那神就出现一个彩虹在那里。
And so God put up a rainbow.
因为神已经说啊，神不再用洪水把人灭掉。
Because God has said that He will not destroy man again with the water.
所以，当你看到下雨的时候，你看到彩虹出现了，你就可以内心得到安慰啊，因为你看到了神跟人的约。
So after the rain, if we see the rainbow, we can feel peace and calm at heart because we can see the covenant of God.
哦，所以这是神对我们人啊非常大的一种慈爱。
And so this is one of the great love that God has for humans.
用彩虹啊跟挪亚立约。
To use a rainbow to establish covenant with.
啊，这个彩虹很漂亮啊，漂亮。
And this rainbow is very beautiful.
啊，当然我们现在从科学知道说啊，这是经过几次的折射还有全反射哈。因为有水汽啊，啊有光线照射下来，它所产生的一种结果。那我们知道这是神的作为。
And even though science tells us that the rainbow is created from the reflection refraction of light, we know that this is God's creation.
所以神做彩虹啊，有他的目的啊。
So God has His purpose for creating the rainbow.
啊，九章的后面呢、啊，就谈到挪亚后来的失败。
And chapter 9 onwards. Talks about the downfall of Noah.
二十节以下。
After verse 20.
本来在洪水以前呢、啊，他是一个义人呐、啊，很敬畏神，听神的话。
during the pre-flood times, Noah was a just man. He obeyed God.
现在洪水过了, 很多人都灭掉了。
And after the flood passed, and everyone was destroyed.
他们现在承受了一个新天新地了。
And they have inherited a new earth.
啊, 能够得到神的保守啊, 啊, 保存生命,
and, they
able,
and they were able to receive a God's protection in a new life.
It was a great, 但是人往往有时候在你成功当中啊, 不警醒就会堕入失败里面。
But we often, man often falls unalertful during times of success.
挪亚当时就开始做农夫啦, 开始耕种了。
And so that time, Noah became a farmer and began to plant.
就栽了很多的葡萄。
And so he planted a vineyard and took off the grapes.
出来以后还剩下很多啊, 所以他就去酿酒。
And he ate the grapes, and what was left over, he made into wine.
结果喝了酒以后啊, 就醉酒了。
And after he drank of the wine, he became drunk.
结果在帐篷里面啊, 就没有穿衣服了。
And then he was naked in his tent.
因为 醉酒有时候啊，让人的理性都失掉了。
Because after we become drunk, we often lose our sense of rationale, and we don't even know what we're doing.
最后他有一个儿子啊，韩呐，知道以后看到爸爸羞耻。
And he had a son, Ham, who after saw his
after seeing his father's nakedness, he
went out and told his brothers.
后来他的兄弟就背着拿着衣服啊，把他。
And so his brothers went in without looking and covered his father, covered their father.
后来挪亚醒过来以后,
and after Noah awoke,
他知道那个小儿子，那他知道韩对他所做的事情。
And he knew what Ham had done for him.
所以他就咒诅韩的儿子迦兰。And
so he cursed the descendants of Ham.
说迦兰要受咒诅，他要做奴仆的奴仆。
And so he said, Canaan is going to be the servant of servants.
好，啊，自己不对哦，还咒诅孙子啊。
And even though he did wrong, he cursed his own son.
啊，结果真的这个咒诅啊，就领导他们的祖孙啊。And
so indeed, this curse took effect on their descendants.
啊，这是挪亚的失败。And
this was a failure of downfall of Noah.
所以圣经里面讲到说，因为酒诸事的，就是就不是聪明人了。
And so those who are drunk are not wise men.
像挪亚, 他的失败就是因为醉酒。
And for example, the downfall of Noah was because of drunkenness.
那有些人啊, 在食物上啊, 失败, 但是圣经里面也有在食物上成功的例子。
And some people failed in their consumption of food, and some in the Bible have succeeded.
亚当夏娃从善恶果失败。
Adam and Eve failed by consuming the food.
以扫为着一碗红豆汤失败。
Esau failed from a stew.
以色列民在旷野啊, 他们吃玛拿不够，他们说我们要出肉。
And the Israelites complained about the manna that, and they wanted meat.
神给他们鹌鹑吃啊, 他们又贪欲啊。
And God gave them enough to eat, but they were greedy.
就神用瘟疫来击杀他们。
And so God destroyed them with a...
另外还有一个神人哦, 神叫他说你不可以在伯特利吃饭的。
And there was another saint. God said that you cannot eat in Bethel.
有一个老先知啊, 说啊, 我也是闲人啊, 啊, 神叫我带你回家吃饭。
And there was an old man that says, I am also a...
神人啊。
Oh, I'm also a saint, and so he took him home to eat.
结果在吃饭的时候，神的话就领导了。
And so during their dinner, the words of God came upon
them. 没有听我的话，所以你没有办法回到你的家乡。你将来没有办法葬在你家乡的坟墓里面。
He says,
出去就被狮子咬死了。
He says that because you have disobeyed me, you will not be able to return back to your home. And once he departed, he was devoured
by lions. 所以圣经里面有一些吃喝失败的例子。
And so the Bible records many instances of success and failure through
consumption of food.
And Daniel and his three friends were victorious in the consumption of food.
王给他的食物不吃。
The food that the king offered them, they did not partake of, and they did not drink of his drinks. Because they did not want to defile their bodies by taking in these foods. So they were victorious, and God blessed them abundantly. And so the Noah's failure through consumption of alcohol also gives us a warning.
现在要来祷告,
But we are now going to pray.
Amen.